Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations to our Red Wing ticket winner from the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Pair of tickets for the game on Thursday night against the Vancouver Canucks. If you want tickets, event info, NHL.com/Red Wings. It was Serenity in Garden City who heard Mickey Redmond's Bingo Bango.
Serenity now. Now!
Ticket text. You degenerate. Get your woman a ring.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
Costa just has to be different. Why am I not surprised? Jim's nickname, Mr. Coke. That's why he has the swinger lifestyle, Nick, in Sterling Heights. For those that missed the news story. Let's get to the phones. We want your proposal fails and where you've lost your ring. It went viral, the story in Michigan, through the greats up in Boyne. Let's get to Bob in Southfield. You're on 97.1.
I'm just happily married for 38 years, but I will admit, got in a little spat with my wife when we were proposing and actually threw the ring at her in anger. But, of course, she kept it, and the rest is history.
Okay, so you're proposing. How does that go awry and you get into a spat?
Well... It's a long enough story. I guess I won't go into all the details, but it's...
Well, give us something.
Well, yeah. I mean, did you find out something while it was going on? You were like, wait a second. I'm not sure I want to do this.
No, I was... I'll say I was a young man, and I knew that she was the right person, but I wasn't sure I was ready. And I think that was part of being a young man. And
What did she do?
So you threw the ring at her?
What did she do or
and
say?
She that, still said yes. Did it take her a little time to think about it after you threw it at her?
Oh, no. She was sure I was the right person. I was sure she was the right person.
Sound like it.
But I was a little worried that I wasn't ready as a man, I think.
Okay.
Oh, well, you confirmed that.
Still feel like we're not getting all the details there.
Yeah. You throw the ring at her in the proposal,
and she still says yes.
That's a keeper.
Yeah,
I mean, we could interrogate him for an hour. I don't think we're going to get an answer out of him.
No.
Let's get to Jerome. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey, Jerome. How you doing?
Hi. How's it going? It actually is Jerome. But how's it going, guys?
Oh, hey, we're doing all right.
Okay, real quick, I got two quick stories. I lost my wife's wedding ring twice, and I found it both times. We got married in 2004, so one day she gives me the ring in the dead of winter, just like it is now. She says, go get the ring clean. So what do? I stick it in my pocket, And when I'm going to take it out, I drop it, didn't know it. It fell in the snow. It sat in the snow for 2 months. One day I'm looking down, because I look for that ring everywhere, couldn't find it. I look down and I see this cat playing with something. It's the ring. So
get
I give her the ring back 2 months later, right? That's the first time. Second time, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, just like my man, me and my wife get into an argument one day. I say, give me the ring. She gives me the ring. I go outside and throw that puppy as far as I can, right? Come back in the house. No more wedding. No more me and you. So in the spring, me and my son are raking leaves. We're raking up the leaves. I look down. There's the ring. It had hit the pine tree right in front of our house and fell on the ground.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
When it happened that second time, I said, you know what? Never leaving this woman again. This is my wife for life.
It's meant to be.
So let me go back to the first one. All right, she gives you the ring, and you put it in your pocket, you drop it. How do you tell her that you lost her wedding ring?
You don't for about a day. You get on the ground, you crawl it all around.
Please, dear Lord.
But after a day or so, I had no choice. I blamed it on my workers. I said, it must have been Ellen. She took the ring off the table, but I had dropped it. I mean, I'm just digging a hole like the snow that the ring was in, right?
Uh-huh.
Getting no better.
Yeah, you were in full damage control.
Yeah.
Thanks for the phone call.
Admit nothing and make counter accusations.
Let's go to Rochelle. You're on 97.1. Good morning.
Good morning. My story is that when we were in Hawaii and our kids were little and we were at the beach and they needed lotion on, and I hate getting lotion in my rings.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my rings off and laid them on the blanket. And of course the kids are little, so sand's everywhere after I'm done putting their lotion on. And I just pick up the blanket like a tarp and give it a big old whip to get the sand off of it. And then I was like, oh no, my rings. And my husband's like, I'll go up to the hotel and see if they have somebody who has a metal detector. And I was on my hands and knees for probably 45 minutes, but I found my ring.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, it was a good day.
Oh my God.
That's a huge relief.
Oh, man. You know what? Flipping the blanket, the towel, like, it never works for me because you get a face full of sand.
Always. Yep. Always.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, it's no longer on the towel, but now it's plastered to my face.
Beaches, lakes, yep. Oceans. I'm sure that's going to be where a lot of these end up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Anthony Rizzo lost his Cubs World Series ring in Lake Michigan while on a boat.
Ooh.
From an unnamed texter.
Why are you wearing that on a boat?
Partying and having a good time.
I don't know. I guess.
Showing it off.
Guys, my girlfriend and I decided to get a tattoo of a ring once we're engaged and married. It will hurt, but not as bad as losing a bunch of money or a ring later.
Yeah.
That's what you could do. Me.
I hope it lasts forever.
The tattoo or the marriage?
The marriage.
You can get tattoos removed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cookies, what'd you do? Give her a high five and a pat on the butt? Way to go, kid.
Exactly.
Dan and Howell. Did Jim say, some people do that, as if him and his wife aren't the only couple on the planet that didn't exchange rings at their wedding?
Yeah.
From an unnamed texter.
Here's your car flag.
Okay.
You exchanged car flags. That's what they did.
Then how did you propose with, like, what did you use? Nothing?
Again, it was a fist bump and a handshake.
There we go.
Like, engage.
Go get him, Tiger. Want to do this? All right. Ready, break.
So that is one of the things about the fist bump. Obviously you wouldn't know, but like as you're walking by, you know, hey, dudes or whatever, and it's, hey, you know, hey, how you doing? Instead of shaking hands, now a lot of people are doing the fist bump. You fist bump, and if somebody does it with their right hand, you do it with your left hand. Now all of a sudden they get the brass knuckle
effect.
Right in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess you guys could fist bump without
worrying. One of the many benefits. Can't lose it. Can fist bump without worrying about it.
Yeah, or maybe you did the Bash Brothers, the forearms.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. Boom!
248-539-9797.
I can't believe it. I can. That's the thing.
You've
I can't believe it.
Long enough now, it shouldn't be a surprise. Let's get to Mike in Canton. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. First off, love your show. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I'll try to keep this real brief. We were a COVID wedding. We were supposed to get married in 2019. Canceled two to three times. Finally got married in 2022. Big Greek Orthodox wedding, just like you see in the movies. A month later, on our honeymoon in Hawaii, lost my wedding ring, flew right off my hand in the Pacific Ocean on our honeymoon.
Ooh.
Not getting that back.
No.
Ugh. Yeah. I wife and I were both in the ocean swimming. I go farther out. I like to go pretty deep. So I just feel like a wave or something just come in and go whoosh and pull up my hand. I'm like, where's my ring? I'm in this ocean swimming for hours looking for something I can't even find.
You went too deep.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, so let me ask you this. Why'd you cancel in 2019?
COVID.
That didn't really
happen. That was until March of 2020.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Apparently, yep. He says COVID.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go with COVID.
All right.
Yeah. I guess it's harder to, you know, kiss with the masks on.
Oh, God. Maury, you're next. You're on 97.1. Good morning. Oh, God.
Good morning.
John.
Thanks for your show. It's great.
Thanks. Thanks, Maury.
So I have a friend who... he was of Italian heritage, and his fiancée was Italian heritage. They went to Italy. She didn't know he was going to propose. And they got on a gondola. He took out the ring, and the gondola was shaking. The ring falls in the water. They both react. And as she's panicking, he pulls out the real ring.
He had a fake.
He set it up with the gondola. The guy's doing the gondola, and it's a good story.
Yeah, I'm guessing he. Hopefully, they both have a good sense of humor.
Let's hope.
They do.
Yeah. Okay.
They do. They have
fun
with it.
Sinks in that moment.
My gosh.
Man.
Yes, I'm going to plan to terrorize my future wife.
Hey, before she says yes, let's give her a heart attack first.
Yeah. Uh
huh. Okay, we have a bunch of more stories that we can get to here.
Yes.
Proposal fails. More on the rings being lost, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are better stories than she said no.
Yeah. Or the fail was, shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people out there thinking that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take more of the phone calls. We'll keep the conversation rolling. We do have John's power surge later this hour. He ranked every team that made the NFL playoffs. It's 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're having a good time with this.
Yeah, there's some great stories about losing the ring.
So just to reset for people, there was a viral proposal happened in Michigan. Happened
at Boyne. A man was proposing to his girlfriend right there on the Sky Bridge. Dropped the ring through the grating of the bridge to the snow below.
Took
about 118
hours.
Feet. Uh-huh. Hours to find the ring buried in the snow. But they found it.
Yeah, so it all worked out. We want to know about proposal fails and places you've lost the ring. 248-539-9797. Ray in Lake Orion. This is certainly a unique one.
Good morning. This is Ray. Love your show, guys.
Thanks.
About 20 years ago, I was out shoveling the snow. And in the afternoon, I came in, took a nap, and took off my wedding ring. This is in the living room, set it on the table, or so I thought. So I wake up, I didn't think much of it. Then a day passes, it's like, oh, I can't find my wedding ring. You know, I tell my wife, tear apart the couch, tear apart the house. I'm like, she's like, oh, I think you're up to something. I'm like, no. And so more time passes, and it's like, I'm going to have to go buy a new wedding ring. But I didn't. And then so it gets to be March, 2 months later. Kids are out in the backyard scooping up dog poop. And they come running in with a poop on the shovel. Look what we found. Came right in the house with it. But it came back after 2 months living in my dog's digestive tract.
Oh, does your wife still wear that ring?
It was his ring.
No, it was my ring.
You still wear the ring.
Yeah, I still wear that ring.
Okay.
Got a good cleaning, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it got a whole acid cleaning in the dog's stomach, so...
Yes.
Yeah. It's the path it took after the stomach.
Yeah, I think that's what we were thinking about.
Yeah.
That poor jeweler that cleaned that ring didn't know.
Well, it sounds like he didn't get it cleaned. The acid did the trick in his mind.
He had to clean it off.
He might have run it underwater. Yeah. Right. But I don't...
Yeah. Yes, and put it right back on his finger. Come on now.
Yeah. Wouldn't you give it the sniff test to see if you got it all?
Oh, no.
Oh, need to wash it some more.
Some texts coming in. Was getting ready to propose on a trip to Africa. We were having dinner in the brush. I put the ring on the table, and suddenly out of nowhere, two or three monkeys came running to the table, took the box and two pieces of bread, never saw them or the ring ever again.
Stop! Get out of here. That's the craziest story I've ever heard.
How'd you lose it? The monkeys took it!
Let's hope these rings were insured before all of these awful stories.
I lost my wedding ring 2 years ago in the outfield at Comerica Park. A buddy and I were invited to hit home runs under the lights. I put my mitt in the outfield. I took my mitt off in the outfield to head into the dugout, and the ring must have slid off. I noticed on my way home, Nate in Harrison Township.
Mm. Oh, I feel like that could have been found.
Right.
Probably found by a mower.
Yeah.
I lost the ring I used to wear. I kept it on my two Coke cans, signed Matt Khalil.
If I comment on any of that, it'd be my last day.
Brian in Bloomfield Hills, good morning. Save us. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So about 2-3 weeks after I get married, I have a buddy's bachelor party down in Austin, and we take a party boat on Lake Austin. And they tie you up with like four or five other, you know, bachelorette parties and bachelor parties in the middle of the lake, or not really in the middle, on the shores of the lake. And we're all partying in the water. And I notice I lose it. And I literally have 40 like random strangers that we've become like friends with through partying, combing with their feet the bottom of the lake, trying to find this ring. Like, everyone's really trying hard. We don't find it. The best part of the story is, you know, I'm so distraught. I feel bad. You know, I'm a newly married man. I'm like, my wife's going to kill me. I lost my ring.
On a bachelor party.
Her, right, at a bachelor party, she's going to be like, sure you did.
What are you taking your ring off for at the bachelor party?
Right. So I FaceTime her from the boat, from this party. There's music. There's girls all over. And I'm so distraught on the FaceTime. And she's waiting for me to tell her, like, that I just cheated on her. And she's like, oh, you just lost your ring? I thought you were about to tell me you cheated on me. You were so distraught. She's like, it's fine. Who cares? I was like, oh, great. I felt so much better after that. It was like the biggest weight off my shoulder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're
very
lucky
freeing.
It went that way. Yes. Yeah. Well, could have went much worse.
It could have been. Yes. It sounds like you married the right person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very logical individual. It's hard to find.
Josh and Clawson, you're on 97.1.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good.
So I have a story. I'm not married yet. I get married on October 10th this year.
Congrats.
But
congratulations.
I proposed last December. Thank you. So I proposed in Midland. Proposal went amazing. You know, as a younger guy, I spent a good chunk of my money on this ring. So the next day we get home from up north. And my fiance comes running in and she goes, oh my gosh, I cannot find my ring. And like, at this point, we've only been engaged like 24 hours. So I'm like freaking out because not only did I spend a lot of money, but it's like, I want to make her happy. So we spent 4 hours combing the house. Like, I'm going through bookshelves and going in the basement, like places, you know, this ring isn't. And, you know, my fiance is so distraught. I'm ready to just try to figure out how to rebuy a ring or something because it's so fresh. And it turns out the whole time, it was just sitting under a towel on our sink where she was just at. So it was more scary to me that, like, oh my gosh, I, you know, this ring that, you know, not, and these rings aren't cheap, right?
Right.
So, but looking for it, you know, it showed you like how much that means to them. So we're happy we found it, and thank God she hasn't lost it since. But my advice to you talking about rings is, and this more be more for the fellas, but like, I coach high school football at Clawson, and do you guys invest in the, like,
great legacy there, by the way?
I've actually met you at Clawson before, but yeah, no, I love it. I've having a good time. We're actually really, really, we're really rolling. So, but anyways, do you guys invest in the silicone rings, like when I'm at practice, or do you guys just keep on your rings? And if it gets lost, it gets lost. I'm kind of wondering about that because I've heard big stories.
I just keep mine on, and obviously Cookies doesn't have to worry about it. But yeah, I just keep mine on, and even when I'm like, when we're punching the bags or I'm holding the bags, like I've never felt like I was going to lose my ring or I was going to, you know, hit it on a helmet. And somehow damage the ring. It just, it's going to happen. It's just part of life. So I just prefer to keep mine on versus take it off or have a replacement. Like you mentioned, the silicone rings. I know a lot of people do that.
I've seen those. Yeah. Colin has one as well that we use like when either we're working. I mean, I don't wear my ring now, but when we used to go on trips, the hiking trips, working out, things like that. So I think they're handy.
So you wear it when you're hiking, just not every day.
I used to. And then I had kids and then the ring kind of just came off. Yeah. Just gets in the way. You got, I was constantly washing my hands, you know, like changing diapers, putting diaper cream on. It's getting, I
know, but
I don't,
I feel,
need
like
it.
I'm getting more judgment and mine's cleaner. You have a ring and
I
don't
do.
Wear it. At least mine's consistent.
I just don't wear it daily.
Yeah.
I do
you
wear
have
it.
Yeah. If you guys go out and.
Yes. Okay. If we go out, yeah. I wear it. If I have an event, I wear it. If I'm doing a commercial, I wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Places where you want people to know, hey, yes, I'm taken.
Yes.
Versus. Your lifestyle.
Cookies proposed with an onion ring from an unnamed texter. Jim and his wife did the Prince Fielder Miguel Cabrera handshake to celebrate. Yes. Let's get back to the people. Barry, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I think I'm within that week. So to quote Wojo, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Anyway, this is going back to the late 80s. My new wife and I were on a honeymoon. We were in Boston,
We had a rented car, so we got in late. We checked in at our hotel. Then in the morning, we already had our plans set up. We were showered, washed up, and then I can't find my ring. And so we looked everywhere. We had to have them go back up and look through the sheets that were pulled. They tore apart the drains in the bathroom, thinking it went down the drain. And then they basically told us that the ring was in the river.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So she was not happy. This was our first fight, if you want to call it that. She wasn't talking to me. So I threw the luggage in the back seat. We're going to our next destination. And every time I'd hit a light, the luggage would hit the back seat of the car. And she finally just yelled at me and said, "Get the damn luggage, throw it in the trunk." You know, she was mad.
Oh, wow, yeah. Everything's going to set her off. Yep.
Well, so I open up the trunk to throw the luggage in, and there in the trunk was my ring. So apparently, you know, this was late October, so nights get cool. I'm not used to wearing jewelry, so the ring had slid off my finger because of the cold air. Mm-hmm. And so I put it on my finger, tapped on her window. She looks at me in disgust until she opens it. I said, "Oh, look." And she was thrilled, and the rest of the honeymoon was great. Until 17 years later when we got divorced. So that's another story.
Yeah, well, time to lose it.
Okay, then. That was a bit of a roller coaster of a story. Here, I thought we were getting the classic, and we've been...
happily married ever since.
Uh-huh.
That'll happen, too.
Yes.
248-539-9797. You want to get to Amber here?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Amber, you're on 97.1.
Hi guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
First time caller. I love you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So my husband, the day after we got married, like the morning after, we are going to get breakfast, and I just had a feeling that he would lose his wedding ring. He was just like, "I don't know how to wear this. Should I take it off? I should just leave it on. Don't take it off." So we get out of the car, like after our first night together, and he says, "Oh, I have to grab my scarf." He grabs his scarf out of the car, and I look at his hand, and the wedding ring is gone. And he goes, "Oh my God, I lost my wedding ring." And I said, "Do not worry." And I pulled out, and I didn't tell him I got this. I bought him two wedding rings because I just knew. I don't know how he lost it. We searched our Airbnb, but it was just, I knew it. I had the feeling that he would lose his wedding ring right away. And I just didn't know he would lose it the day after. And yes, so.
Well prepared. You knew your partner well.
I knew it. He has since, he doesn't wear it because he's a healthcare worker, so he has to wash his hands constantly. So he has it, and he'll like put it on for an occasion or anything. But yeah, after that, I have not spent much money on, because he also lost that ring. So right now he just has an Amazon steel ring that he wears. But it was just, I could not believe it. I was like, how did I know the day after? So yeah.
Your instincts were spot on. Yep. Yeah, and you should. Yep. Amber, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for calling in. Call back anytime.
Thank you guys.
Some great stories.
Some really good stories. Hey, we are going to get into the Lions coaching coordinator carousel later in the show. Got John's power surge. Stuff to look forward to. It's 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got some good response coming in to John's power surge ahead of the NFL playoffs wildcard weekend. Got a question for Lions fans out there. In recent seasons, the Lions' end of the season has left such a sour taste in people's mouths that they've claimed they wouldn't bother watching the rest of the way. Do you still feel that way? Because I think there's a difference in, man, we were 30 minutes away from the Super Bowl, or we were the one seed off a bye dreaming of the Super Bowl, compared to this year where you made peace with it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And if you sat out the NFL playoffs every time the Lions missed, you wouldn't have watched the NFL playoffs for most of your life. And I think these playoffs, John, to the point of the power surge, yeah, are wide open, and it should be one of the better playoffs we've had in years. Think about this. No Brady, no Mahomes. Not many years we can say you go into a playoffs, no Brady, no Mahomes, and it feels wide open.
It is. And I mean, we kind of drew the line at eight, mm-hmm, where we think there are eight teams that could possibly get to the Super Bowl, legitimate path to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to include two Cinderella teams. And I know Tom had talked about the, you know, I think it was the Jags being kind of that Cinderella team, the last eight games of the season, how much they've outscored their opponents, the way their defense is playing. It feels like they really hit their stride with Trevor Lawrence. And the Chargers, when you have a quarterback like Justin Herbert, I'm not going to rule you out. I believe with the injuries that they've suffered up front on the offensive line, at some point, if the Chargers are playing against Houston,
right,
Justin Herbert's going to get beat up.
It's a non-negotiable. You're losing up front.
If they're playing against the Broncos, the team that leads the league in sacks, Justin Herbert's going to get beat up. But that's why it would be a Cinderella run for them to be able to get to the Super Bowl. So it's the Jags and the Chargers, who are just below that eight teams that I think can make it, that would make it a Cinderella run. So now you're talking about 10 teams, some with that are a long shot.
Yeah. Let me just point this out with the Chargers. Justin Herbert's never won a playoff game.
Nope.
They're going to face the Patriots, who are a little overinflated, right? That win total with a softer schedule. Jim Harbaugh's taking a team to a Super Bowl. If they win one, does the ball start rolling for them? That's part of the Cinderella story. Like, I think Jacksonville relies a lot on turnovers, sort of like Chicago. The difference is I feel like the AFC is more wide open, and a couple turnovers can flip things.
It's like the Jim Harbaugh jar of olives. You turn it over, and you know, you just got to get that one, and then they all come rushing out.
There's always a Harbaugh-ism.
That's the beauty of doing a radio show with them.
Man.
You hear them all.
Yeah. But it is wide open.
It is.
So I wonder if that's got people
invested or interested, or if you're just turned off by the NFL because the Lions are out? Have things changed to where if the Lions aren't in, you're not in? 248-539-9797.
I'm a football addict. I'm going to be watching it no matter what. And I don't even go to, I mean, this is my addiction to football, where I think one of the best Super Bowls, it didn't have a lot of fireworks, but it was the Rams and Patriots. It was an unbelievable chess match. And I love watching that one because I love watching all the chess pieces and I'm seeing all the defensive adjustments. But a lot of people look at that and go, well, it just wasn't very exciting. So I don't, you know, they're not going to rank that in their top Super Bowls. When you talk about some of these teams that are, you know, you mentioned Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's been to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert hasn't won a playoff game. Kyle Shanahan has been to a Super Bowl. And he's done it with Robert Saleh as his defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Does anybody think that the 49ers are a Super Bowl caliber team? No, but they could get there. The Eagles, we don't think that they're a Super Bowl caliber team, but they're the defending Super Bowl champs. Nick Sirianni's been there a couple times.
And look, if they've been playing possum, they're great on the lines of scrimmage. They're going to be home in the first game.
Sean Payton with the Broncos. Are you really going to bet on Bo Nix, even though they're the number one seed, that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Or the Seahawks with Sam Darnold on the other side. And like, I think the Seattle Seahawks are perfectly captured by the last game they played. It was a win on the road against a playoff team. These are good things. They ran the ball. They played defense. At the same time, Sam Darnold didn't throw a touchdown. Mm-hmm. He had a big miss on a fourth down in the red zone. He had a fumble. That they bailed out with a Kenneth Walker 19-yard run on 3rd and 17. Can they win a game? Yeah, sure. Can they win and stack multiple games is going to be...
TBD. But that's why it's exciting.
I agree with you. I have the same read you do. I'm excited to see how this thing gets sorted out. John, you mentioned that you enjoyed that Patriots-Rams Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What is your ideal Super Bowl matchup? What would be the most riveting, entertaining... If you were writing the script, John...
Oh, if I was one of the NFL script writers? Wow.
You got to put the Bills in. Right?
I think that would be offensively one of the more entertaining teams to get into the Super Bowl.
Tortured fan base. Allen finally makes it.
If that's your AFC team, I think I would put the Seahawks in as my NFC team because of the defense that they play. And how does Josh Allen and how does that staff put together a game plan to attack the number one scoring defense in the NFL? And then we would have that answer. And I'm not a huge Sam Darnold fan. I do like the story of the struggles that he had for 7 years before he ends up in Minnesota. They win 14 games. And obviously, hey, we know what happened at the end of the season last year against Detroit. We know what happened in the first round of the playoffs. But for him to, you know, have that full comeback moment of getting to the Super Bowl with two different teams. Not that he's in the Super Bowl last year, but a 14-win team last year, a 14-win team this year, and ultimately taking a new team to a Super Bowl, I think it would be a great story. And he seems like a decent dude.
I think to me it would be Rams-Bills. Would be a great Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah.
No?
I just don't want to see Sean McVay in another Super Bowl.
I know how you feel about McVay.
And it has nothing to do with Matthew Stafford. If he gets there, hey, fine, win one, I don't care. I'm just not a McVay fan.
So I'm looking back. You guys make fun of me because I took Clemson to win the national title in college football and they were nowhere near the college football playoff. I got my NFL picks. I had the Bills beating the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That can still happen.
It can, yes.
That would be a hell of a Super Bowl too.
Yeah, but it's not one I want to see. Okay. In fact, I would...
You don't want the Eagles.
If we're talking about a redo, not that that's a redo, but I would love to see Buffalo and San Francisco in the Super Bowl.
So Buffalo and Josh Allen. Josh Allen has 7 playoff wins. Who do you think is the next closest? Or how about this? The other 6 AFC QBs in the playoffs. How many wins total do you think they have with their current team? So that eliminates Rodgers' Green Bay record.
So Rodgers doesn't have any playoff wins with the Steelers.
Right.
Herbert doesn't have any. Nick's doesn't have any.
Trevor Lawrence
did he win one? He beat Herbert. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one. Does Stroud have one?
Stroud one, has two.
Two.
Bo
He's
Nix
won
doesn't
wild
have
cards
any.
The last 2 years.
So does the AFC field have three total, mm-hmm, and Allen has 7?
Correct.
With their current team.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be his year. It's got to be their year. And they are the more interesting Super Bowl matchup, whoever they face from the NFC.
Can they do it?
Oh, man. 248-539-9797. We're going to play coordinator carousel for the Lions at 935. John's got a great quarterback conundrum next, 97-1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,